the head coach of the Wyoming Cowgirl basketball team, joins us every week during the Cowgirls hoop season. Joe Legursky, kind enough to join us here on the program. Joe, always good to catch up with you as you have a brief road trip this week, heading down to Fort Collins, but you'll head down there tomorrow and a big game with CSU. How are you doing today?
Keith, I'm doing really well, and you're correct. You know, it's as close as we can get by playing on the road, and it really makes it nice this time of year not to have the long trip.
Not a lot resting on this ball game, Coach. You know, just an easy, you know, little trip to Fort Collins. You know, the number one and two teams in the league. You know, nothing major, and the fact that the two teams don't like each other, the fan bases hate each other. Other than that, this is just another ball game.
Yeah, just another game. You know, Dave, I was talking to Keith earlier today, and that's one of the, you know, the biggest concerns that I have is that this is an area that this group of players has never been in. You know, last year when we ended up having the injuries with Jordan Kelly and Bailey Cotton, it really kind of changed the year. And so right now you're getting down to the last couple weeks of February, and you got a really good chance you know, to step up and play. We know we got some very difficult games, as I said, two with CSU, one with Boise State, and then at New Mexico and San Jose State. So the schedule does not, you know, play out favorable to us. But I like what this team's done all year long. They just come out and compete, play hard, and as I always say, if you're making shots, you're going to win. And so it becomes fairly simple.
Against Utah State, I mean, it was a close game, and they had been playing extremely well with a win over CSU recently. And then you guys go on a 26-7 run to wrap the game up. What keyed that run for you guys, in your opinion?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Keith, is both teams to start the third quarter were struggling scoring, and that's a tribute to both teams' defense. And then all of a sudden, they go to lob play inside, and Clara Tapia comes from the backside, as she's done all year, made the steal, and we are right immediately in transition, and Taylor Russ gets a basket. And so now you had a little bit of energy. We make another stop. Natalie Baker gets fouled and makes a basket and a free throw, and then we come down, and Taylor hits back-to-back threes. And that really got the crowd into it, got our team into it, and I always go, when you're making shots, it sure seems like it's a lot more fun to go back and play defense. And that's what we did. And then as it came about, you know, Utah State came up a little short on a couple shots, and we ended up, as you mentioned, going out 26-7. And so it started with a defensive play, but it ended with two big shots by Taylor Rusk. And I think the thing that I, you know, really appreciate here, you got a freshman hits, you know, she scores 8 points in basically an 11-0 run. And down in Fresno 3 days earlier, she has two open shots in the last 3 minutes and comes up short. And so she doesn't shy back from shooting. She knows that when she's open, she's supposed to shoot and has enough confidence to continue to shoot.
Joe Legursky joining us here in the program. So now you turn your attention to CSU. And listen, we know what they're all about. They've been the benchmark of this league for a few years. They're experienced. I mean, you know what's going to happen down at Fort Collins. Maybe some of these players aren't as familiar with it, what they're going to go up against. But, I mean, this really has been the benchmark of the Mount West for the last few years, right?
You know, it really has, Keith. And like I said, I think Ryan's done a really good job down there. And when you have good players and good coaching, you see what ends up happening. And they've been able to get players in that buy into his system. And he's done a really good job with it. And so one of the things that we talk about is, you know, there's no panic in Colorado State. They know they're going to win. They believe they're going to win. And every now and then somebody gets them on the ropes and Colorado State pulls the game out and wins. And I keep saying that's where we're trying to get back to. And I think we've won some games that way this year where there just seemed not to be a whole lot of panic. I'll be happier next year when we have a few more seniors that have been once again through more of these situations to be able to help them out. But, you know, Colorado State's going to spread the floor. They're going to attack you off the dribble. If you give too much help, they can shoot the three, And defensively, they play really well. And I think they're like second in the country in field goal percentage defense, limiting the amount of points. So I expect it to be a low-scoring basketball game, and points are going to be tough to come by.
Do you think Colorado State, because, you know, teams have been playing very competitively. You know, Utah State beat them, Fresno State had them on the ropes their last couple of games. Is there something to that? Have you noticed any difference in the way they're playing other than the fact that those games were on the road?
No, not at all. And the thing I look at, I think they're like 19-5. You know, we can all talk about how close this game was or how close that game, and they're still winning. And that's the biggest thing that I think I take a look at, is they find ways to win. And I know they're 12-1 at home right now. We're sitting the same way with our home mark. So both teams have played extremely well at home, and they have found a few more breakthroughs on the road than we have. So I'm looking for a good game, but I, like I said, there's no doubt we're walking in as the underdog. And we have to find ways, as I said, to make baskets. And that's going to be the biggest challenge against them defensively.
I want to switch gears for a second because there's been some talk about this on some of the national shows with UConn going for their 100th straight win. I mean, they have just been so dominant over even the highest-ranked teams. Joe, you being, you know, a head coach at Division I college basketball, is what they are doing in the long run as a whole, is it good for the game of women's basketball to have somebody that dominant?
Yeah, the way I look at it, that it has national talk people talking about it, and that's always good for the game. And I think that's always been the debate, Keith, in any sport. Are the Yankees good for baseball? You know, and everybody go, wow, they win all the time. Well, it also has people tune in. You know, I remember when it used to be the Dallas Cowboys that everybody was looking at, and it seems people want them back. You got the Patriots. We happen to have Connecticut. I'm old enough that I remember UCLA men's basketball with John Wooden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just remember tuning in all the time because what they're accomplishing is something that's really remarkable. And you can sit there and go, wow, we may never see this again. But I think it brings so much attention to the sport. And as I said, I think it goes across the board. You know, I know you're a big Cardinal fan, right?
Yep. Yes.
And yet, I think the Cardinals are somebody that everybody points to also when it comes to baseball. And so when I think you got teams like that that just win over and over, I think it brings so much attention to the sport. I believe it's good for the sport. And then it challenges the rest of us to know what level we have to get to. And that probably is the biggest thing that keeps driving everyone.
But you know what level you have to get to, and I know it's different. It's a different playing field from, you know, what you're playing in right now, to be honest. And how do you get to that? How do teams get to that level? Is it just going out and working harder when the best players want to go there? I mean, I'm just curious on how you feel that will happen.
Well, I think one of the things that ends up happening is it's a challenge for everyone, you know, else. And we can be honest here that, you know, it's not so much to sit there and say, oh, are the Wyomings going to be able to challenge Connecticut? It's about, will the Marylands, will the Tennessees, will the Stanfords, the Florida States, the Baylors, the Notre Dames, and you just go through to sit there and say, you know, 12, 15 schools. I look at this as no different than Alabama football.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody looks at Alabama and goes, wow, they're the benchmark of what's been going on. But that doesn't slow anybody down from doing it. And I know we all tuned in to watch Clemson play Alabama. And I think that drives a great deal of the interest throughout the country. So I always think it's good to end up having somebody nationally that brings a great deal of attention to it. I'd be curious to see what you think about that, because like I said, I know where your allegiance lies when it comes to college football.
Yep.
And, you know, and I always looked at the SEC, and it looks to me like, you know what, some of these teams are closing the gap on the SEC now in football. Would you agree?
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think they definitely are. I guess my thoughts on it, you know, I can't even go back to how long the dominance has been there. And I know a team has come up every now and then to challenge them and win a national title, but so often it's just Geno and UConn. And I don't know when that's going to take place. You see new teams get ranked up there. You know, what, South Carolina's up there. You see Florida State's a good women's program now this year. And you've seen some teams come up, but they can't get over that hump to win. And I'm just wondering how you do that. I know the philosophy, get better players.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, here's my point is I think it's good, Joe, because it gives me people to hate. I hate the Yankees. I hate the Dallas Cowboys. I hate UConn. I just, you know, it just fills up my life with finding people that I can hate on a regular basis.
I really believe that it just brings what I call the casual fan into it.
So they can hate them too.
And so when you sit there and look at it, it becomes an event that you start reading about more and more through the media. And anytime you can get the media talking about something, I think it's good for all of us. And that's the biggest thing that I look at. And so, yes, I do remember the Yankees. And all of a sudden, you got to either cheer for them or against them. But they were the ones that brought things to the forefront. And I think that's a big part of what we see going on. And I think that's the debate all the time. Are they good for the sport? Are they not good for the sport? I tell you what, I enjoy watching Alabama football play. And I know everybody's chasing them. And so all of a sudden, when Clemson won, there was a lot of people tuned into that. But I think that's the part that drives it. And so, as I said, I think this is good. But anytime I can see excellence in anything, and I think that's what KFBC is. How long have you been doing this show, Keith?
I've been doing it for 14 years, but it's been on for over 20, I think.
It's been on 112 years.
So people must be tuning in.
Or they just don't have anything else.
And it's because nobody else has any other. There's nothing else out there to listen to, right?
That's not exactly the reason I would hope they listen, but...
There's nothing else to listen to,
so we might as well listen to Keith and Dave in the afternoon.
Yeah, keep it up,
so
Coach.
See, I'm looking at it. Hey, with what you must do, people are willing to tune in to hear you.
Definitely
and
so.
I think that's a positive.
Good stuff, Joe.
And for tonight, you know what? My players were sitting around dinner tonight talking about when's the game going to be on. They're anxious to watch the game. And I think that's a positive for the sport in general. They weren't talking about just watching two teams. They wanted to watch Connecticut and South Carolina. So, Keith, in all honesty, the next thing I was going to say is you need to be paid more. For 14 years you've been bringing in the fans, we got to get you a bump in salary.
You know what? I don't need your help.
Hey, Joe. You know, it's a big one, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock down at Moby Arena, 6:30 pregame right here on KFBC. We're going to be tuned in. Best of luck down against CSU. Thank you so much.
Guys, I appreciate it as always. You guys take care.
See you, Joe.
See you.
Bye. See you now.